Okay, hi. My name is Kari Hughey, and I'm a postdoc with the USDA ARS in Florence. And the title of my presentation is Phenotypic Characterization of a Day-Neutral Exotic Cotton Population. However, for this presentation, I'm really going to focus on the relationship between high-throughput phenotyping traits and agronomic performance. So recent studies have demonstrated that high-throughput phenotyping measures, specifically canopy reflectance and temperature, correlate with lint yield. Still, meaningful analysis of high-throughput phenotyping data is challenging, particularly because these measures are often multidimensional and highly correlated. So path analysis is an alternative approach that allows for the estimation of relationships between multiple correlated, dependent, and independent variables simultaneously. And so the objectives of this work were really to quantify the phenotypic diversity among this exotic cotton population under varying soil moisture conditions for both agronomic performance and high-throughput phenotyping traits to get an idea about plant developmental traits, and then also to estimate the direct and indirect relationships between those high-throughput phenotyping traits and lint yield using path analysis. And I should mention we have we're measuring canopy reflectance and temperature using a ground-based high-throughput phenotyping platform. And so this work is really part of an ongoing effort to identify novel genetic diversity for abiotic stress tolerance in cotton. All right. And so we evaluated 216 exotic cottons alongside 8 cultivars in 2016 at the NC State Sandhills Research Station in Jackson Springs, North Carolina. And we evaluated those entries in replicated trials under both irrigated and rain-fed conditions. And we started our measurement of high-throughput phenotyping traits when 50% of the genotypes reached first bloom and collected data at least one time per week up until the end of the effective flowering period or physiological cutout. And so this figure shows normalized difference vegetation index, or NDVI, which really gives us a measure of canopy size from about 50 to 80 days after planting. And we used a second order polynomial model to predict daily NDVI, and then fit a mixed effect model to estimate the genotype effects for several different high throughput phenotyping traits or developmental traits, as well as lint yield and yield components. And then finally, we used path analysis to estimate the direct and indirect relationships between these high throughput phenotyping traits and lint yield. And so just briefly, I'll show the results of the path analysis from our irrigated trial. And what we really discovered were that canopy reflectance measures, or NDVI, at first bloom, days to reach maximum NDVI, and the rate of leaf abscission, or senescence, had significant indirect relationship with lint yield, primarily through bowl number per hectare. And so moving forward, what we'd really like to do is look at the use of path analysis to derive selection indices for these high throughput phenotyping traits. And if you have any interest or questions, you can see me at poster 409 this evening. And thanks for your attention. I may have some time.
Yep, we have some time for questions.
So if anybody's got a question. All right.
Pretty good. Thank you.
Thank you.